You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I want to turn from our political system to our legal one, and a part of it that has its roots in medieval England. That's when courts regularly started requiring defendants to pay bail or bond. The idea was that paying would make sure that they would come back for their court dates. Hundreds of years later, we still do that.
I just got out of jail. I was in jail for like 6 days for driving on a suspended license. So it's a very interesting experience.
This is Jared. Our producer, Jenny Ament, met him at a county jail in Los Angeles.
Bail was very helpful, though. Is that your question? Bail got me out of jail. So otherwise, I would have been in there for another 16 days. Okay, well, my business that I started 2 months ago would have suffered. And, you know, my 7-year-old child at home would have suffered. My whole family would have suffered. You know, we have rent to pay and everything. Business, workers. So, yeah, bail got me out of jail. I can't imagine not having a bail.
So how do you pay for it?
I paid for it by my girlfriend paying for it at the bail bondsman's office. And I think she put maybe like 2% down, and I'll pay the 8% balance. So it's 10% on the full bail is the bond. And then you get out and then you pay.
Do you think that that's kind of like unfair because people without the money might not be able to pay it?
I mean, that's just the way the system is. So, yeah, it's not really unfair because if you don't have the money, then, I mean, it's a broader social economic problem, I believe.
Jared's last question has come up a lot lately. As we learn more about people who stay locked up because they can't afford to post bail. Here in New York, that's about 50,000 people a year. Often for amounts that are so small, they aren't worth the business for bail bondsmen who generally require a percentage down and then lend the rest. Several states have dropped commercial bail. Kentucky, Illinois, Oregon, Wisconsin, and others. We went to see one of the loudest voices trying to change the commercial bail system, New York's own chief judge, Jonathan Lippman. I started by reading his own words back to him, where he called the system ass backwards.
I'm trying to be appropriate, but yes, I believe it is totally ass backwards, 100%.
So how did we end up like this?
Well, look, this is a system that goes back forever. I think that it has not evolved with everything else in the justice system. And I don't know what its purpose is today.
So let's use New York City as sort of a laboratory experiment here. Earlier in the summer, the mayor said, okay, some misdemeanor offenders, we are going to not use commercial bail here. We're going to use some other different tools. That was in July. What's happened?
Well, there's a lot of those things going on. And I'm doing something which I think will really make a difference. I'm very hopeful that it will, where every misdemeanor case, after the judge makes the bail decision at arraignment, we're going to have another judge within about 10 days review that bail to take a good look at it. And on felony cases, we're going to periodically, like every 90 days, have those cases in and let the prosecutors say where their witnesses, where they're ready to go. We're also going to train our judges on other kinds of bail, and we're also going to be experimenting with electronic supervision, you know, bracelets and that kind of thing. It cost pennies to do that compared to keeping someone incarcerated.
Before I came to see you, though, I talked to some public defenders and I talked to some criminal justice reform advocates who said, the flip side of this, though, is that bail does make the court system move. If you take away commercial bail, is this just going to clog up the court system to the point where an already overtaxed system and already overtaxed prosecutors and defense attorneys can't even get their cases through? That's the worry.
The short answer is no.
How?
It is ridiculous. There are places in this country, including Washington, D.C., that have done away with cash bail entirely. And the system still functions, believe it or not. And it is just not the case that the system would break down without it. And we'll get there. You don't have to do away with cash bail tomorrow. But what you do have to do is flip that presumption immediately. Change this idea that people should be incarcerated at great cost to the taxpayer because of how much money they have in their pocket.
Are there cases of yours that you remember?
There are cases that we have every day. Yes, where people are in for no reason that one could explain, and it's ruined their lives. Yes, I think.
Do you feel responsible?
Do I feel responsible? Yeah. Every time you have a case like that, you shake your head and you say, "What is our justice system supposed to be?" But we all should be responsible.
Oh, wait, shouldn't you feel responsible?
Yes,
though?
I was just going to say. And the bottom line is, we're all responsible. We're all responsible, and as the chief judge, I feel particularly responsible, and I'm not going to shut up about it until we change the whole statutory framework in New York. Within the coming year or few years, we're going to have reform of our bail system. This is about justice, and the bail system today is not about justice.
Judge Lippman, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.